Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Circe Podcast Network. I'm Joshua Gibbs, and this is Proverbial, the podcast where we explore the wisdom of the ages as it comes to us in Proverbs, by which I mean wise sayings a man may live by if he's not so arrogant as to think himself special. Episode 117, Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. Today's proverb is unattributed. I'll read it twice. Curiosity killed the cat. Once more, curiosity killed the cat. I don't know where this proverb comes from. I think it's probably English, though. This proverb is a riddle. There aren't a lot of proverbs I've committed an episode of the show to that are riddles, but I think this one is a riddle. Curiosity killed the cat. You've heard this before, but you don't entirely get it. There's a lot of riddling proverbs that people don't get. Like, a bird in hand is worth two in the bush. That's a riddle you can figure out if you mull it over for long enough. But a bird in hand is worth two in the bush is one of those proverbs that you've heard people say. And it's a little hard to grasp, at least the first 50 times you heard it. I didn't figure that one out, a bird in hand is worth two in the bush, until maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I'd heard it all my life, through my 20s, through my 30s. It was in my late 30s before I finally understood what it meant. There's an episode of the show about that one. It means one definite thing's worth two mere possibilities. It's really not that hard, but it always evaded me, that one, until recently. When curiosity goes belly up, someone says, curiosity killed the cat. Or when curiosity is about to go belly up, and you, as the authority, have to shut down a child, a student, who wants to do something dumb just because they're curious. You say, curiosity killed the cat. How is this any different, though? In what sense is this a proverb? In what sense is curiosity killed the cat a proverb? How is it any different from simply saying, curiosity is bad? Well, there's two ways to read curiosity killed the cat. It might mean that the cat's curiosity killed the cat. Or it could mean my curiosity killed the cat. Now, how does my curiosity kill the cat? Curiosity means wanting to know what happens if I feed the cat peanut butter. I don't know. I don't know what happens when you feed a cat peanut butter. I honestly don't. I'm not just saying that for the show. I don't know what happens if you feed a cat peanut butter. It might be hilarious. I don't know. Like, I can imagine a cat trying to chew sticky, thick peanut butter. And it being sort of hilarious. Cats are these sort of austere creatures, and it's sort of amusing to imagine a cat looking like a moron, trying to get its little teeth around peanut butter, clawing at it in its own mouth. I would never do that. I hope. I'm curious, though. I'm curious what happens when you feed a cat peanut butter. There's no good reason to do this, though. And this is generally true of curiosity. Curiosity is a desire to know when there's no real need to know. No good reason to feed a cat peanut butter. Curiosity means wanting to know if it's true that all cats have 9 lives. Or that cats always land on their feet. I'm curious. How far do you have to drop a cat before it doesn't land on its feet? Your curiosity could kill a cat in figuring out the answer to that question. In the whole long history of mankind, and all the billions of people on planet Earth right now, all the billions of people on planet Earth 50 years ago, there have probably been a good many cats that have died because someone asked the question, will this kill a cat? And I know that because there are plenty of seventh grade boys who will do stupid things just because they want to know what will happen if I do this stupid thing. There are people who will push a full glass of water off a table just to see what happens. And before you push it off, your guess is that the glass hits the floor and water goes everywhere. And it's almost like there are some people who want to check. I just want to make sure that if I do this dumb thing, something bad will happen. Having spent my life around teenagers, and having been a teenager myself, I know that this motivation, the curious motivation, has prompted a lot of people to do a lot of stupid stuff. Back when I was a teenager, back when I was 16, 17, we would go buy dry ice from the grocery store, and we would break it up, and we would get 2-liter bottles of Pepsi and half empty them. Then we would put the dry ice inside the half-filled 2-liter bottles of Pepsi. We would screw on the caps, and we would run. And we would do this at about 1 in the morning in public parks that were surrounded by residential neighborhoods. And we could often make it back to our car before they blew up. And when they blew up, it was loud enough to get the cops to show up. But I think we did that sort of thing because we wondered, will the cops come if we blow off dry ice bombs in the park? Like, there was no purpose to it. There was no higher value. It was mere curiosity. What will happen if we make a noise as loud as a bomb at 1 in the morning in a public park? Will the lights come on? Will that guy's house illumine if we set off a dry ice bomb? That's the sort of thing that curiosity prompts people to do. Let's see what happens if is the prelude to a lot of unintentional deaths, a lot of lost fingers, a lot of failed marriages, a lot of trips to the ER. Let's see what happens if we do this dumb thing. It's generally, like, people are not curious about doing good things. You ever notice this? Nobody's curious about doing a good thing. Or it tends to not be that way. Maybe there's a few people with YouTube channels that randomly want to see what happens if you do a good thing. But it tends to not be good things that people are curious about. And this is because we know what happens when you do something good. Normally we're curious about doing bad things. No one's curious about what will happen if I go down to the soup kitchen and hand out soup to poor people all morning. Not the sort of thing you're curious about. You're curious about going down to the soup kitchen and putting X-lax in the soup. You're curious about doing stupid things. I think Curiosity Killed the Cat is sort of, it's a riddle because it's an illustration of curiosity. When someone says curiosity killed the cat, you want to ask, oh, how? How did that happen? That's curiosity. It doesn't matter how. It did. The question how, in response to curiosity killed the cat, is an example of curiosity. How did curiosity kill the cat? Somehow. Somehow curiosity killed the cat. It doesn't matter how. Curiosity will kill you too. It'll kill you differently than it killed the cat. Curiosity killed a cat isn't a proverb about cats. It's about you. There's a big difference between wonder and curiosity. Wonder, which classical educators talk a lot about, wonder is permanent. Curiosity is not permanent. Curiosity is easily solvable. Wonder is not solvable. Wonder is about humility. Wonder is a state of humility. Wonder is the direction of the intellect towards unsolvable questions. Curiosity is easy to resolve, though. So you wonder about the Trinity. You wonder about heaven. You wonder about why so many great men in the Old Testament were such lousy fathers. You wonder why women are the way they are. You're never going to figure it out. Wonder just keeps going. Wonder is a state of being you enter into when you forget about yourself. Curiosity is just too easy to solve. You're curious about what's behind door number 3. It takes 2 seconds to solve that one. You're curious about what the title was of the last Wu-Tang Clan album. You're curious about what your old girlfriends are up to. Curiosity is the desire to know. It's the desire to know things that can be known. Wonder is the desire to know things that can't be known. There are numerous church fathers who equated curiosity with lust. And it's really hard to not see the brilliance of this after you recognize just how much the internet caters to lust and to curiosity, almost in equal amounts. The internet inspires lust. Everyone knows this, right? The internet exists to inspire lust. It also seems to exist to inspire curiosity. Immoderate, senseless, pointless desires to know. Lust and curiosity are both an immoderate desire to know, so to speak. Although when I say that, lust and curiosity, both an immoderate desire to know, I'm sort of intentionally conflating very different definitions of the word know. Adam knew his wife, etc. Curiosity does well up in people like lust does. The desire to know is a very intense desire. It can be as intense as thirst. It can be more intense than thirst. Curiosity will keep you up at night. The so-called Wikipedia hole that people fall down, wherein people become rapidly curious to know one thing after another, after another, after another. Curiosity tends to give way to curiosity, like lust gives way to lust. You can get trapped in the zone of curiosity, just like you can get trapped in the zone of lust. Like lust, curiosity is wasted knowledge. The knowledge acquired through curiosity doesn't last. Think of all the times that you have Googled something on your phone only to Google the same thing 4 days later. Curiosity's unavoidable, though. Not really, not in an ultimate metaphysical sense. We can resist the temptation to sin. But there's a sense in which curiosity is this sort of driving force in so much human misery. Many, many great novels, I'm almost tempted to say most great novels, revolve around curiosity. I think there's one question that drives more novels than any other. The dramatic question at the heart of half the novels written in the last 200 years is the same. It's the question that drives men crazy. Single men, old men, married men, all men. And it's this question. What does she really think of me? That's the question that has funded more novels than any other. What does she really think of me? This is a question that's easy to forget about most of the time. Most of the time, you can run on autopilot and assume you know what other people think of you. But when the question, what does she really think of me, gets in your head, it is very hard to shake. I almost think that if men had a way of answering that question, which they don't, not because women are incomprehensible or something like that, but because you can't really know what anyone thinks of you. Not really, you can't get inside anyone's head and know with scientific certainty what anyone thinks of you. You've got to act on faith. What does she really think of me? What does he really think of me? If we had a way of answering this question, I almost believe the world would suddenly go inert from inactivity. Money makes the world go round? Eh. What does she really think of me makes the world go round. And the world's a painful place to live. As painful as it is for modern men to admit this, there are a great many things that we are better off not knowing. The modern search for knowledge, the modern search for this sort of encyclopedic knowledge of everything, entails a lot of wasted time. And the desire to know with certainty what someone really thinks of you, is also kind of a waste of time. It's better, often enough, to not know what people really think of you. And this is more a matter for a different episode. But in Dress Up, G. Bruce Boyer quotes Lord Chesterfield, who said, "It's better to take people as they are than as they really are." And I think that's a good reason to not worry all that much about knowing for sure what people think of you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.